got the need for speed. Switch to TalkTalk and go faster for less. Our full fibre 150 is now the same price as full fibre 65, meaning you'll get faster speeds for gaming, streaming or zooming without paying a penny more. Go faster for less with full fibre 150 for the price of full fibre 65. Search TalkTalk full fibre. TalkTalk for everyone. Terms apply. See talktalk.co.uk for more details, subject to local availability and 17th of April 24.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation. Mystery Hour with James O'Brien.
Good Lord, is that the time already? 3 minutes after 12 is the time. Switchboard's full, unfortunately. You've got to get in early now. If you get in too early, you get punished because you start clogging up the switchboard for the conversation that we were having before 12 o'clock. But I barely mention it now and things fit. We will move fast. We will move quickly. And free up phone lines, I promise. But if you do want to get involved, you know what to do. There you go, there's one free now. 03456060973 is the number that you need. This is, if you're new to it, by far the most entertaining hour that we spend together most weeks. It is funny, enlightening, frustrating occasionally, but ultimately deeply, deeply satisfying. In fact, I'd go so far as to say that it achieves a sort of satisfaction not ordinarily available anywhere else on your radio dial. It sounds fairly straightforward. Some people ring in with questions and other people ring in and answer them. But somewhere between those two relatively straightforward sounding phenomena, the magic occurs. Radio alchemy is how I would describe it, actually. Radio alchemy. Or radio gaga, depending on how you're feeling. There's a prize, by the way, for the best contribution of the day, of the week. My favourite contribution is rewarded with a Mystery Hour board game, a magnificent new addition to the James O'Brien merchandise range, which currently includes a Mystery Hour board game. And some books, actually. I suppose that. Do books count as merch? Do books count as merch? I've got quite a lot of merch now. I've got merch. Anyway, the Mystery Hour board game is quality merch, top quality merch. You can find out more at mysteryhour.co.uk, where you can also buy it. And you can find out more about the terms and conditions of this very grown-up proper radio competition at lbc.co.uk. And there, I think, it goes. 5 minutes after 12 is the time. Shall we crack on? I think we shall. John's in Farnham. John, question or answer?
Question, please, James.
Carry on.
Why is it that our moon doesn't have a nice fancy name like all the other moons in the solar system? It's just called the moon.
Because it is its name.
Just the name. I mean, you have the moons of Mars are called Phobos and Deimos.
Yes.
The moons of Jupiter, Ganymede, Callisto, plus 92 others.
Nobody likes to show off, John.
Ours is, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's Wikipedia for you. I just want to know.
Well, because it was the first moon. Because it was the only moon we could see. So they named it. And depending on what ancient civilization you're looking at, I will run with the Romans because I've got the Latin. They looked at it and they said, what are we going to call that? And someone said, Luna. We'll call it Luna. So it became known as the moon. And then when interplanetary observation became more commonplace, well, basically, after Copernicus, John, after Copernicus and that lot came up with the old telescopes, and they started discovering other stuff in the sky, they realised that, and this would be post-Galileo, of course, given the challenge that he posed to, given the introduction of heliocentrism to our understanding of the solar system, they realised that other planets also were orbited by that body that we've called their own equivalent of moons. So it moved from being the name of that thing in the sky to being the name that is used to describe all things that fulfil similar purposes around other planets. So anything that orbits a planet, ergo, becomes a moon, but there will only ever be one, the moon, none of which takes into account Alfie Moon.
Or Keith.
Or Keith Moon.
That would be a nice name for our moon, wouldn't it? Keith Moon.
We should call it Keith Moon or Button Moon. Yeah. But so that's the answer, isn't it? Because for a long time we could only see one, so it was the moon. And then we realised other planets had moons, so we called them moons.
Okay. It would be nice to give it a nice name, though, in retrospect.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I mean, we could start a campaign, John. Call it John. Keith. John's a nice name.
Yeah.
No?
No. There's too many of us around.
There are a lot of Johns around. I don't know. We call it Rastapopoulos. Rastapopoulos is a nice one. Rastapopoulos. But no, it's too late now, isn't it? It's the moon. Round of applause for me. That's almost certainly the answer, isn't it? It can't be anything else. We shall see. Thank you, John. Well played. Christian's in Norwich. Christian, question or answer?
Oh, hi, James. I've got a question.
Oh, yes.
Can I just add a comment on your merch conversation?
Of course you can, yes. I don't like to talk about my merch, but you can, yeah, of course you can.
Fair play. I used to run music nights in Norwich back in 99 till 2009, and one of my pieces of merch was a frisbee that I used to print my logo onto, and I'd give them out.
Oh, I think we should get Mystery Hour frisbees.
Well, there you go. You heard it first.
Oh, yeah, it's a good thought. It's not a great phone line, so make it snappy.
I wanted to ask, it's a dog question.
Yes.
My dog can lie under my duvet for hours without coming out for air. But if I go under the duvet, I last about 2 minutes before gasping for oxygen. How can my dog, who, yeah, has a different kind of perspiration technique, sit under my duvet for that long without needing oxygen or clear air?
What's your duvet made of?
I don't know, Fred.
Are you claustrophobic at all?
No.
Because, I mean, most, I can stay under the duvet for longer than you.
Have you tried?
Yeah, I used to do this thing at school where I could lie so flat in the bed and then arrange the duvet on top of it that it looked like no one was in it. I was a bit thinner in those days, and it meant that the prefect who was in charge of getting us all out of bed would leave me alone. And I could stay under the duvet for a long time then.
Okay, well, my situation is that I'm off work at the minute with a back injury.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I'm getting better. Anyway, and so I'm sleeping downstairs because the sofa is big enough and it's more comfortable than our softer bed, let's say. And the dog's up and down every hour, getting under the duvet and then going out.
Well, I'm not sure that we've stumbled across a scientific phenomenon here, but on the off chance that we have, I'll put it on the board. It's an odd one, isn't it? Why can Christian not last very long under his duvet, but his dog can? And the premise upon which the question is predicated is that the oxygen supply to the brain is somehow... I don't know. Chris, I'm not going to lie to you, mate. And I know you're a bit poorly and everything. I can't believe you got on with this.
I tried last week and didn't get on last week.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could have taken the hint, man.
Yeah, you might remember a question I asked about 2 years ago.
I might not.
About a dry and wet volley in tennis, and someone called up and said, no, it's not a dry volley, it's a drive volley.
Yes, and, I do actually remember that. And here you are, still. Yeah. I mean, there you go, eh? Everybody likes... Nature loves an optimist. I certainly love an optimist. Thank you, Christian, I think. Joe's in Warrington. Joe, question or answer?
It's a question, please.
Carry on.
Okay, I'm going back about 40 years to my first sex education class.
Gosh.
I'm going to make you squirm here a bit.
Yep.
The teacher explained to us all about the sperm racing towards the egg. And she said to us, oh, well, the first sperm to get there penetrates the egg, and then the egg hardens, and then no other sperm can get in.
Right.
And immediately, one of my classmates said, but what if two get there at the same time? And we all laughed. And the teacher said, oh, that never happens. And he said, well, what if it does? And she said, it never happens. And that was it. She wouldn't move on, sort of thing, from that.
But it can happen. And then,
well, I would have thought it can happen.
Oh, no, maybe it can't. I don't know. Go on.
And then about a couple of weeks ago, I was just talking about something else and just reminded me of that conversation. I thought, well, is there somebody out there, a doctor or something, who can say, oh, it can never happen, or if it does happen, this happens, or you know what I mean?
So, is it true that an egg can never be breached by two sperm, the same egg?
Yeah, because it must take a certain amount of time for it to harden.
That is an excellent question. Sorry.
Very good.
No, it's all fine. No, I shouldn't actually have done that. No. Okay, yeah, I don't remember the hardening bit. Well, I don't remember much of my sex education, actually, Joe. Would you like to know why?
Because you went to a Catholic school.
Well, no, we had it, but our sex education was given to us by a monk. So it was a man in a dress who'd taken a vow of celibacy, giving us sex education. So the reason I don't remember much of it is that I sat there in a state of philosophical confusion, thinking, how can this be? How can we be getting sex education from a bloke who's taken a vow of celibacy? Yeah. And I know, you know, it doesn't prevent anyone from studying biology, and maybe he was a bit of a raver in his youth, but it seemed odd. Have I ever... crikey, the story he told us to try and make us too terrified ever to have sex. He told us a story about HIV. I must have shared with you. If I haven't, I will do soon. Joe, thank you. Is that true about that thing with the two sperms and the egg hardening? I don't even remember that. Do you recognise that from Sex Ed? Maybe they were yanking a chain. Walker's in Nelson. Walker, question or answer?
Hello, James. Question, please.
Carry on, Walker.
Serial questioner here.
Yes, I thought so. That's how I knew it was a woman. Because it's a rare name.
I just got rid of my first name because I didn't like it.
No, I think I've asked you about this before, but it means that whenever I see it popping up on the thing, I don't make the mistake of thinking that it's going to be a bloke. I might call you Nelson next time and think that you're in Walker, but otherwise I think we're golden. Go on then. What have we got?
Why is bread exempt from having to be wrapped?
Well, lots of things are.
Well, the only thing I can think of is fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
But you can wash those. You can't wash bread. So I just wondered whether there's a long historical...
Well, it's baked on the premises, isn't it?
Not always. I've seen lorries carrying out plastic trays with the...
Have you?
Naked. Yeah.
Naked
when,
bread.
When lorries are baked out at the main central bakery and then distributed to shops.
I think exempt might be a red herring.
Well, that's the word I chose, but...
What else would be in that? I don't think there's anything, because you'd be able to go... You'd have to be able to say, well, how come bread is unwrapped, but so-and-so isn't? I mean, there's nothing that would be sellable more effectively. No, this doesn't really make sense, does it? I'm just not helping at all. What else? So, okay, you wrap it yourself, don't you? You generally get a bag and put the bread in it and then put it in your trolley.
Yeah, but it's sat out on the shelves. And
so why isn't bread wrapped in supermarkets? That's the question.
Yeah, tends to be bread and pastries, but I think that is there some kind of exemption that...
Let's find out. Why isn't bread wrapped? Why isn't bread wrapped in supermarkets? I like that question, actually, now come to think of it. Well done. Thank you, Walker. It's 12:15.
Hidden beneath the streets of Westminster, discover the secret underground headquarters where the course of the Second World War was determined at Churchill War Rooms. Step back in time and explore the historic rooms left exactly as they were.
A victory won not only for ourselves, but for all.
Then delve deeper into the former Prime Minister's life and legacy in the extensive Churchill Museum, London's must-see attraction. Search Churchill War Rooms and book your visit today.
Podpoint was founded in 2009, and they've worked with Barclays at every stage of their journey. With our business funding support, they've gone from startup to operating one of the largest networks of electric vehicle charging points in the UK. We even helped coordinate and sponsor their IPO.
You have arrived at the London Stock Exchange.
Grow your business. Bank on Barclays. Search Barclays Business Banking.
Mystery Hour on LBC with James O'Brien.
It's 18 minutes after 12. I'm not sure I've ever done this before, but I really want you to read Adrian Charles's column from yesterday's Guardian newspaper, especially if you've ever lost a parent. It is one of the single most beautiful examples of writing that I've ever read. It's absolutely transporting. So if you do get, well, I mean, and it's free as well, the Guardian website, so there's no excuse not to read it. It's on the opinion pages, it's under the headline, "I've spent a lifetime dreading the loss of a parent, and now it's finally happened." And I don't know why, I just decided to read it during the last break, partly because my friend Mick just tweeted how brilliant it is. And it is utterly, utterly beautiful. I mean, spectacularly good. I think your life will benefit from having it in it. Sorry to change the mood slightly of Mystery Hour, but there we go. On we go. Questions still in need of answers include the one about Christian's dog and the duvet, which was a bit weird. But then Joe rang up and started talking about sperm. Thankfully, Walker saved the day and led us back into much less febrile territory with her question about bread. So the questions are... Yes, admittedly naked bread, but I don't think we need to go back there. Why is bread sold unwrapped? Is it true that no egg can ever be fertilised by more than one sperm? And why does Christian's dog... How can Christian's dog survive for hours under the duvet when Christian can barely last a minute? We're talking about breathing, matron. Tony's in Norwich. Tony, question or answer?
Hi, answer.
Carry on.
The two sperm question.
Oh, yes.
So, rarely it happens, but when it does, the two nuclei of the sperm will cause the zygote to self-abort.
Oh. Oh, so, okay. So that's not actually any of the answers that the questioner Joe would have been considering possible. I thought it was a straight yes no. So it can happen, but it would never go to term. It would never even sort of start developing.
Yeah, it's thought that in 1% of conceptions this happens, but on the massive majority, we're talking 99.9% of the cases, the fertilized egg will self-abort. But sometimes it does go, and this is called a chimera.
Good Lord. And what about that notion of hardening? What was Joe's teacher talking about there?
Yeah, it's an instant process. So normally when a sperm enters the egg, you imagine that the egg is being kind of, it's trying to be penetrated by a number of sperms at the same time. But
yes,
immediately as the single head of the sperm enters the through the outer membrane of the egg, there's a sort of an electrical kind of change in the nature of the cell membrane, which causes no other sperm to enter.
And there it is. And so, I mean, you've answered it brilliantly, albeit that neither Joe nor I thought that was an option. What are your qualifications, Tony?
I'm a biology teacher.
Well, that'll
and
do
have
nicely.
Had that question asked on a number of times in my 30 years as a teacher.
Well, and you served your student better than Joe's teacher served him 40 years ago, I think it's fair to say. So thank you for that as well. Round of applause for Tony.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. 22 minutes after 12 is the time. That's two calls from Norwich today. I like it. Aha. We're nicking listeners from North Norfolk Digital every day. So Tony goes on that list there, and we go to John, who's in Tunbridge. John, question or answer?
Hello, James, question.
Carry on.
My son, 8 years old, coming home from school with some very, very technical diagrams
what?
Of whatever.
Yeah.
Internal makeup of the internal cores of the Earth.
Oh,
the
yes.
Layers of the Earth.
Yes, the layers of the Earth.
Yeah, the layers. How do we know with such certainty that this is the case?
What you mean, they've all got different names, haven't they?
Yeah, the crust, the sort of atmosphere, the core,
the mantle,
the inner core, the
outer
mantle.
Core, inner core.
Obviously, not to scale. None of them are to scale, obviously. But how do we know with such certainty? Is my question.
Because we've never dug all the way down to the middle, you mean?
No, you're going to need a big spade or a big sort of auger to get that sort of core sample, aren't you?
Crust mantle.
Not possible, really.
There should be a song for this or something, shouldn't there? Crust mantle, outer core, inner core.
It's probably an abbreviation or acronym to find out. But yeah, I mean, he's bringing them home.
Kamulam. Lithosphere, asthenosphere, mesosphere.
I like it.
I looked that up. You're not really supposed to do that, but I'm not looking up the answer. I'm just looking
It's something that I've obviously, 40 years ago, I probably may have known the answer at primary school learnings, but that's kind of gone out of my grey matter and come back in with my eight-year-old son's homework.
Love it.
So.
You're on. How on earth do they know about all the layers going right to the Earth's core? Maybe your boy's the first one to actually pick up on this, and it's all been a huge con visited upon the human species for about 150 years, like the Earl of Dartmouth.
Might be my retirement plan.
It could
Who
be.
Knows?
We're all on it. Right, you're on. Yeah. How do we know what all the layers of the Earth are, given that even the mantle is about 900 degrees Celsius and as dense as semi-solid rock. So how do they get beyond that? How do we know? How do we know what is in it? What's in the Earth? 12:24 is the time. Sam is in York. Sam, question or answer?
Question, please.
Carry on.
Another question from an eight-year-old, this time my daughter, Grace.
She'd
like to know if there's a proven cure for hiccups. Something she suffers from at least three times a day.
Oh, bless her. Really? Does she guzzle her food?
She's just living the busy life of an eight-year-old, wolfing down her food and then immediately doing handstands or sprints.
Yes, so she's going to get the hiccups a little bit. Is there a... I don't think there is there? Because we'd know, wouldn't we? This is sort of basic dadding.
Well, she moves from various different cures, so holding her breath, getting us to make a jump, and recently she's tried sucking on a lemon, which she thinks has worked, and then isn't working any longer, so she wants a new cure.
What was the one about drinking out the wrong side of a glass? Do you remember that one?
I don't know. I've tried it with water, and I've found that helps sometimes.
Because you can't. Why would that work?
I don't know. Because hiccups are, is your diaphragm kind of spasming, isn't it? So yeah. I've no idea how any of these things would help. So I'm just hoping someone else does.
Well, we shall find out. I think it's unlikely, but you know, such is mystery that you never know for sure what is going to pop up next. So is there and I must pop Grace's name on the list as well, is there a widely accepted cure or the best possible way to alleviate hiccups? How on earth do we know what the Earth's crusts are? Why can you buy unwrapped bread in supermarkets? And how can dogs stay under duvets for ages when humans can't? I'm changing that question. I'm removing from that question the suspicion that it might only be Christian, because lots of people have had similar experiences. Here's one. Love the dog under the duvet question. My sausage dog can cook under there for hours. But I'm with the chap that called in. I can't stay under for any length of time. So they're all still in need of answers. 26 minutes after 12 is the time. Jack's in St. Albans. Jack, question or answer?
Answer, James.
Carry on, Jack.
So it's on the bread question.
Oh, yes.
So the ultimate answer is it's not really driven by any sort of rule. It's based on what the shop selling wants to present the product as. So you'll get some longer life products, like your usual sliced white loaf bread you can get on the shelf, which will be in a plastic bag or a sort of in a usual plastic bag,
yeah,
which is designed for take home, sit on the counter for a week and just take a slice out every now and again. But then you get your more premium in-store bakery style products, which are supposed to look more artisanal. Therefore, you'll get them either loose or in nice paper bags to give that idea of going back to traditional bakery.
So it's psychology more than anything else.
Yeah.
So you just, if it's not wrapped up, it's a more premium product.
Yeah, and you see the same with sort of the pastries as well, which it's also about that customer base you're going for. So your loose pastries that were mentioned, people expect to pick those up in store, walk out the front door and start eating them.
Yeah.
They don't need the packaging on that. Whereas if it's something that they're expected to take home and keep for a while, you've got that bag there to either prolong the life of it, or provide ease of use for the customer.
Well, there it is. I know, that makes perfect sense. Qualifications?
I formerly worked in the packaging team in one of the UK's largest retailers.
Okay. So, and then this would be the kind of thing that... Tell me something I don't know about packaging. Make me surprised. Surprise me, even.
Pretty much most packaging you'll see in the supermarket is there for a good purpose. And that is, it's there for a purpose and it's not unnecessary. It has a functional reason to be there.
Yeah.
And people have a perception that a lot of it is there for a just... for the use of packaging, which now it has a real use.
That'll do. Have a round of applause on me.
Thank you.
Do you have any favourite packaging?
No.
What about an egg box?
I was working traditionally more on the data side of packaging, so I never really got to the...
You didn't get your hands on. You're a white collar. No. You're a white collar packaging worker.
Yeah.
You didn't spend any time at the coal phase. I think an egg box is a thing of beauty.
Depends if it's a plastic one or a cardboard one. You've got two very different egg boxes.
That's a very good point. I'm thinking purely of the cardboard ones, actually. Thank you, Jack. Good work. Enjoy your round of applause. It is coming up to 12:30, and you are listening to James O'Brien on LBC. Amelia Cox is here now with your headlines.
Not shopped at Ocado, but you've heard it's the best. Now you can shop for 25% less and groceries delivered free to your address. There's an Ocado just for you.
First time customer, get 25% off your grocery shop and free delivery.
There's an Ocado just for you.
New customers only. Minimum spend £60. Max saving £20. Geographical restrictions apply. Conditions at Ocado.com. Verify at info@OcadoRetail.com.
Mwah. When it's lunch o'clock, I just eat the Joe and the Juice Tuna Cardo.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get Joe and the Juice, Honey Poke, and the Real Greek delivered for lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
Mystery Hour with James O'Brien. This is LBC.
It is 32 minutes after 12. Just in case you thought I was exaggerating 2 hours ago, if you were listening, I talked about a journalist who writes the most undiluted bilge imaginable. So bilge-like that you have to actually check it hasn't been generated by an AI parody. I thought I'd just check to see what he had in today's paper again. Here it is. Western civilization is being driven to oblivion by the false prophets of diversity. The woke revolutionaries reject real equality in favour of a permanent revolution against fairness and merit. And I told you that the people who have risen to prominent positions entirely through dumb luck, patronage and privilege have to insist that they are actually beneficiaries of fairness and merit. It's crazy. And that leads, of course, to attacks upon people who've fallen through the cracks or who are struggling. That they must also be consequences of fairness and merit, because the alternative is to believe that you don't deserve the high status position that you've ended up in. Anyway, enough of such seriousness. It's interfering with Mystery Hour, which continues apace. Lee's in Dartford. Lee, question or answer?
Hello, James. I've got an answer.
Let's do it.
Hiccups.
Yeah.
A finger in each ear. Have someone that you trust raise the glass to your lips, and you have to drink at least half the glass full. Your hiccups are gone.
Yeah, listen,
and you're going to tear me apart, stop. I know.
I'm not going to tear you apart. I'm just... But look at what you've done to my show. So people... What if someone's just tuned in? They think I'm doing an hour on ringing in with what's your cure for hiccups? Don't they? But you've got no scientific... You haven't got any medical basis for this at all. It's just something that you do. Everyone can ring in now. It'd be bloody John in Ongar ringing in next saying, oh, I stick a banana down my back or something like that.
Oh, that works as well.
Yeah, I'm not telling you what came up on QI. I'm not saying those words out loud on the radio, but if that's true, I think I'd rather have the hiccups.
I agree to a point, and if I was listening to this, I'd be laughing, thinking, oh, James is going to rip him apart, and you did, and it's great.
I haven't.
But
it does work.
But it does work, and the only way that you could try it is ask the gentleman get his daughter to try it and phone you back, and I bet it works.
All right, then. So if Sam will still be listening. Next time Grace gets the hiccups, and Sam can do this, because if you can't trust your dad, who can you trust? So you put a finger in each ear.
The person puts each of...
The sufferer. Finger in each ear.
Each ear. The dad pours the glass of water slowly up to the lips so that they can drink it at a pace that they're happy with and they can trust.
Yeah.
Okay, they drink as much as they can, the whole glass if possible, or at least half of it.
Yeah.
The hiccups will be gone. Now, my dad...
Go on.
..was, God rest his soul, the most sceptical, infuriating person for these sort of things, and he used to suffer hiccups terribly.
Good Lord.
And it worked. And he wouldn't believe it. He would not believe it until it worked. And for once, he was speechless.
Well, I'm not surprised. You were pouring a glass of water down his neck. And he had his fingers in his ears as well, so he couldn't hear what he was saying.
That was a reason for his death, did I? But that's another story.
I've already got people agreeing with you. There is a lot coming in saying that this is true.
And just to lightheartedly add to your comment before you graciously took me on air, the AI, this current government have had artificial intelligence for the whole of the 14 years. Just wanted to put that out there.
You've already got a round of applause. I'm going to give you a round of applause, because there is no scientific... That's what you're getting. There's no scientific consensus on this, but judging by my inbox... There is a lot going on. It was a block of ice down your neck. Don't ring in now with other cures for hiccups. It's like, listen, the show goes low sometimes. I'm not going to lie to you, because you wouldn't. You know it does. There are times when we make Alan Partridge sound like Plato's Symposium, but today is not one of those days. I'm not doing a phone in. But I'll tell you what it does do. Right, there is a myth in this business that it's all about getting the phone to ring, and if you can get the phones to ring, then you're doing your job right. This is not true. This is the first thing when someone comes to produce my programme, and they might have been producing other programmes previously, the first thing that we have to talk about is the fact that it doesn't, making the phones ring is easy. It is not a guarantee of good radio. Here is a very good example of that. If I now said, give me a ring if you think you've got a better cure for the hiccups than old Lee in Dartford, the phones would ring off the blinking hook. And it would only be mildly amusing radio if we kept it in the realms of mickey taking and sort of meta mockery of our own programme. As soon as it becomes a serious conversation about competing methods of curing the hiccups, all bets are off. Anyone who rings me about the hiccups after Lee got through is going to be banned from the programme forever. All right? Forever. And we can now know with AI we can do that. We can check. All right? Joe's in Mason. Joe, question or answer?
Question, please.
Carry on.
Why is it that when just before as aircraft are coming for landing, they turn all the lights off?
Oh, I know this. Come on. We've done this before. We must have done this before. Go on, what?
I mean, I always found it a strange curiosity, but I was sitting watching sort of air ambulance show, and they were frantically trying to save this chap's life, and the air ambulance had to turn all the lights off before it came in for landing, so they've essentially had to almost halt the life-saving treatment for just a few moments to touch down, and I'm curious. I don't know why it is.
The answer we've had in the past is to get your eyes ready for the darkness in case there's an accident. There it is. I got it. It's it. That's it. That's the answer. Oh, get in.
The pilots are locked away in their own little room. Surely they could leave the lights on for the passengers' comfort.
It's not just their eyes. It's your eyes. They're trying to get your eyes accustomed to the darkness in case there's an accident on landing.
Okay.
And you have to evacuate the plane in the dark. So it's getting you used to the... Because think about it, mate. Every second is going to be precious in that context, isn't it?
Well, if it's pitch black, so surely if it's pitch black, it makes it more awkward for you to get out of the plane. Surely leaving the lights on would be more...
The lights are going to go off as a consequence of the emergency.
Okay.
It's in the board game, this one.
Oh, okay.
That's my qualifications. So what would... Here you go. So have you ever played the board game?
Not yet. I'm hoping to get it from my wife.
So here's what you have to do now. So there'll be a right answer and a wrong answer. I can't remember what the wrong answer is on the board game, but then you have to come up with a wrong answer of your own and try and convince everybody else playing that that is actually the right answer. So what would you come up with now if we were playing the game together? Why do they turn the lights off before the plane is landed? I came up with a really good one once. I think it might be the one in the ball game, but I can't remember it for the life of me. Why do they turn the lights off? Energy. They need the energy for the engines.
Need the energy for the landing. Yeah, I was going to say, for the privacy of the, you know, of the passengers as they're coming down,
Also that, yeah. Also, you don't want...
Trying to sneak back from weekends away that they don't want other people to find out.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want other people at the airport knowing that you've just been in Magaluf for a cheeky weekend. You're absolutely right. Think I get a round of applause on this one.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. That is the answer. It's about the emergency landing and the getting your eyes ready for the darkness. Crikey. Qualifications, Mystery Hour board game. Available at mysteryhour.co.uk. Suzanne is in Northwich. Suzanne, question or answer?
Answer.
Carry on.
Dog's noses and why you can go under a duvet.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, it's the nose, is it? What does it?
It's the nose, does it? Yeah.
Go on then, tell me more.
The shape of a nostril. Well, when you think of our nostrils go forward.
Yeah.
If you look carefully at a dog's nose, whichever breed, they go forward.
Yeah.
And there's like a split to the side.
Yeah.
On each nostril.
Right.
So we're taking air from the front. They can take air from the front and the sides. And because it's something to do with the olfactory system, and because how they sense things, they have a much wider area to take in air.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it is. It's like, I don't want to scare people, but it's like somebody's taking a knife and cut the sides of the noses. You know, it's like, imagine each side of your nostril.
Yeah. So, except not quite like that, because it's still working as a nose. It's not just sort of flapping around.
Yeah, but it's open there.
So they're getting it in. So
side.
Yeah, so they've got more suction, as it were, when they're under the duvet than a human.
They're taking it from different directions.
Well, that's a lovely answer. Qualifications?
ex-veterinary nurse.
Well, you live and learn. Because I tell you what, I didn't say at the time that usually when I take the mickey out of a question, it's me that ends up looking silly, because it's become a bit mm-hmm. of a repetitive mm-hmm. part of the... But I have ended up looking silly. It's a really good answer, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I just ask one question?
Not really, but you're here now.
No, it's not a question. It's a... Can you stop having a go at bulldogs, please?
I've never had a go at a bulldog in my life.
Oh, Billy Bulldog?
What?
With his avatar.
Bulldog. Well, they can't stay under the duvets for very long, can they?
You've not met my dog.
I haven't met your dog. But Billy Bulldog isn't a reference to an actual dog. It's someone's name.
Billy with a bulldog avatar.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave the bulldogs alone. But yeah, that's the thing.
It's, you know, I got Doris side. Rang in and said, stop talking about Auntie Doris's Facebook page. Keith gets the hump when I talk about Uncle Keith's Facebook page. And then you...
Can we ever go about having a bulldog?
No, I can't say. What can
avatar?
I use then? I say Billy Bunch of Numbers with a...
A bulldog avatar.
Yeah, but what am I going to say instead? Billy Bunch of Numbers with a... Flag avatar, but then people will accuse me of hating the flag. It's a,
somebody that needs to remember to order some gammon.
But it could be the gammon avatar. A gammon avatar.
A gammon avatar.
Round of applause for Susan. Has she had it yet? Suzanne, I beg your pardon. There we go.
No, I've... All right.
There
Thanks.
It is. All right. You take care. I'll try and remember that, but I'll almost certainly forget. But you knew that already. Simon's in it. Oh, Icaria. Calimera. Calispera.
Calimera.
Calispera. Hey, si, que, si, que, si.
Yeah, ime kela.
Ligo simera. Ligo kuras meno.
Meta souvlakis to taverna.
Tora?
Doki, meta, later.
Oh, meta, signal me.
Yeah.
Lucky you. I after all these years, I should be able to say question or answer in Greek, but I can't. Question or answer.
Yeah, well, neither can I.
No. Well, you live there. Go on, what have you got?
Yeah. Listen. I'm
listening.
I'm a bit worried this might blow the lid off of Mystery Hour. My question is this, right? Is there some kind of criteria for the decision-making about the colours of football shirts? Like, why... I know, for example, that Notts County play in black and white because I think Juventus lent them some shirts. And it's also similar for Arsenal with Nottingham Forest from years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But doesn't that answer your question then?
No, because everybody would be lending shirts to everybody else. So
the original allocation of colours is random and arbitrary.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Kidderminster playing red and white, right?
Yeah, although our away strip's a bit weird this season, but we are Phil Brown's red and white army, you're correct.
So why do you play in red and white? What was the? What's the reason? Why do Newcastle play in black and white?
This is veering into philosophy now, though, which is appropriate enough given that you're ringing from Greece.
Well, I can tell you why Olympiakos play. Well, no, I can tell you why Olympiakos are called Gavros, which is a little fish. It's because they're based in Piraeus, in a port. But that's another story.
I was more of a Panathinaikos fan during my...
Spending a lot of time in Greece.
Hang on. I need to get the question clear. The Kidderminster Harriers was originally an athletics club. The original answer to your question is to distinguish athletes from other athletes. That's why you wear different coloured shirts.
Yeah, but for example, though, stick with me with this.
I think it was the other way around, you know. I think Notts County, because Notts County might be the oldest club in the world. I think they lent their shirts to Juventus. I think
you might be right. I knew it was one way or the other.
Yeah, no, I think it was.
But for example, why do Aston Villa and West Ham play in the same colours?
In claret and blue. This is the problem, though, Simon. I think there's several questions here, all masquerading as well, all as one. The fundamental answer will be because at some point in their history, they chose those colours. That will be it. But then you start saying, but then you're saying, well, why did they choose those colours? And why did they choose those colours? And why did they choose those colours? And then we'll be here forever. We'll be here literally forever.
And this is why I thought it might blow the lid off of Mystery
and
Hour.
That is
so
the
I
problem.
Do apologise.
So if someone can answer the question simply as to the original allocation of club colours, we'll take that call, but without any specific reference to any individual clubs whatsoever. Otherwise, we will be here literally forever.
Forever, I know,
forever.
And that's what worried me. But I just wondered if there was some kind of
somehow some kind of criteria at some point, or you know,
all
I
right.
don't know.
I doubt anyway. It. I very much doubt it. But we, I mean, if there is someone, will know, and hopefully they'll ring in. Efresto Poli, Simon, Carlo Taxidi. It's 12:47.
Don't miss Anne Hathaway.
It's like there's a big hole in my heart.
And Jessica Chastain.
You need to separate the grief from the guilt.
In Mother's Instinct.
What guilt, Alice?
This year, there's no love.
Something's broken inside of me.
Like a mother's love.
She manipulates people, and you don't even see it.
You're losing touch with reality.
Leave my family alone!
Mother's Instinct. In cinemas March 27th. Rated 15.
If self-expression and innovation excite in equal measure, let's make it real. Introducing the new all-electric BMW iX2 with striking design inside and out, and a BMW curved display that lets you stream movies and play video games whilst parked up. Search BMW iX2 to book a test drive. Nonconformists, please form a disorderly queue. Features require a BMW digital premium subscription. App costs may apply. Details on our website. Test drive subject to status and availability.
At Three Business, we think you should get more for less. With our boundless business offer, the whole team gets unlimited calls, data, and texts. And the more SIMs you buy, the more you'll save. All on the UK's fastest 5G network. That's what we call big value. Search Three Business or visit us in store.
Unlimited in the UK, based on Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, H1 2023. See 3.co.uk.
History Hour on LBC with James O'Brien.
12:51 is the time. We've done that one. Hey, what about the Earth's crusts? We haven't done that. How we did? I've got a question about bread and a question about the Earth, and I wrote crust next to both of them. But the Earth's crust. How do, so there's like all those layers of the Earth. How do we know? No one's been there. You can't see it. So how do we know what the Earth's layers are? 0345 606 0973. Done the aeroplane. The origin of football shirt colours. Origin of all of them. Not one of them. All of them. How come? I think it's just random and arbitrary. Apparently, the West Ham got a bunch of Villa shirts that were being taken home for washing. And Craig, are you pulling my leg on this one? I don't know whether you are or not. So we need that one. Football shirts, we've done that one. We've done that one. That's it, I think. The moon, the duvet, the sperm. Imagine if you've just turned this on. You're expecting highfalutin political analysis. Because that's what someone told you LBC was all about. And you've just got some bloke going, the moon, the dog and the duvet, the sperm and the bread, the earth, the hiccups. So it's just the football shirts and the earth. Gil is in Southwark. Gil, question or answer?
It's an answer.
Is it Gil or Jill?
No, it's Jill.
It's Jill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Producer told me it was Gil.
Yeah, I know.
What happened? We might have a disciplinary later. I need your evidence. She even wrote on the screen, hard G.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's a description of your sort of hobbies.
No.
Jill, in Southwark. Sorry, Jill. Were we? Question
that's
or answer?
Okay.
Question or answer?
It's an answer.
Carry on.
To add to the biology teacher who phoned up. He said the 1% become a chimera that get fertilised and carry on. It's also known as a hyperdidiform mole.
Say that again. The phone line went a bit funny. No, I'm not. It sounds like I'm joking, but it really did go a bit funny. What did you say?
Okay. It's known as a hyperdidiform mole.
Right.
And it is a type of pregnancy. And the way you discover that you've had it is when you go for your scan, because you have all the normal symptoms and you do your test and you have your pregnancy hormone. And when you go for a scan, there's no baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and when I had mine 41 years ago, they thought it was the baby had died.
Oh.
But once they take it away and they test it, they see that it is this type of tumour that is really, really rare.
Oh.
And there are two types, I believe, a full mole pregnancy and a partial. And some of them do require treatment after.
Right.
because they can grow back as a cancer. So you have to be watched, you know, monthly, have tests.
And keep an eye on it.
So, and they only found out that it was caused by two sperm fertilising the egg quite recently. Because when I had mine, the hospitals didn't know. Charing Cross is the experts, Charing Cross Hospital.
Well, you live and learn.
Yeah.
You live and learn. Qualification, well, you've already told us, so you just go around.
Yeah,
the place. It feels a bit inadequate, really, in the context of what you've just shared with us.
I think children think.
No, I've got, do you know, I wasn't going to ask, but I'm glad you said that, Jill.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that.
But
you,
I've got three children,
grown up,
grandchildren, etc.
Oh, fantastic. And now you've got a round of applause as well, so your life's complete.
It is.
Go on, then.
And speaking to you is amazing. Thank you.
Well, speaking to you is amazing, Jill. Thank you. And I promise to get your name right next time, because I won't. I will have different staff working on the programme. Sam's in Hampstead. Sam, question or answer?
Yeah, hi, James. Answer.
Carry on.
So the reason we know the Earth's different layers is because of geophysics. So when there's an earthquake on one side of the planet, we can measure the different types of waves, two types of waves, body waves, pressure waves and surface waves and shear waves.
Yeah.
So shear waves don't travel through liquid. They can only travel through solid materials. So when they hit the liquid mantle, they stop and we can measure that. And P waves travel through both liquid and solid. As they travel through the different earth layers, they change propagation and stretch and squeeze. So we can measure that it's going from liquid into solid into the core.
I know you're right. I understood about 4% of that.
I guess the types of waves, the way they travel, it means that you can measure the difference in the stretch and squeeze of the different types of waves.
So we fire the waves into the. Do we fire the waves into the earth?
It's mainly through. Originally, it was through Earth. So when there was an earthquake, you receive the wave on the other side of the planet.
So it's quite recent science, then. It's quite recent science.
I think it's probably early 20th century.
Yeah, that's what I mean by quite recent.
Yeah.
Qualifications?
Master's degree in geophysics and geology, and work as an exploration geologist.
Yeah. What are you looking for this week?
nickel and lithium mainly.
Did you see that dude in Dorset who found a big gold nugget?
I did. We even talked this morning about trying to stake the land to see if we could go and find some.
To see if there was any more down there. It's an extraordinary. Yeah. Was it Dorset? It was Dorset, wasn't it?
I think it was up north, Yorkshire.
Oh, was it? Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put everyone else off the trail, Sam. Have a round of applause for Sam. I'm just going to check that so that people don't think I'm mad. They did find a massive. Hang on, it was on page 3 of the. Bear with. I'll be back in a sec. There it is. Shropshire Hills. £33,000 nugget of gold in the Shropshire Hills. There, we've done. Jim's in Whitleybeer. Jim, question or answer?
Oh, it's answered, James.
Carry on, Jim.
Football shirts.
Yes.
A long time ago, when the clubs were first starting, they tended to have the Catholics and the Protestants separated within, say, one town. And the Catholics went for a red shirt. Huh? The Protestants went for a blue shirt if there was, you know, two different teams in the same town. Now, if you look at Everton and Liverpool.
Yes.
If you then go to Manchester City.
In blue.
Manchester United, red.
Yep.
And the one about Juventus and the black and white stripes, it was actually a private World Cup.
I've seen the film.
Yes, well, that was Tommy Lipton.
That's the fella.
Who did it.
Yeah.
And he invited a small mining team from West Auckland.
That's right, it's a cracking film.
To participate.
Your neck of the woods. What's the film called? Can you remember?
I can't remember.
Oh.
But what happened was they played, because they followed Newcastle United, they played in black and white stripes.
That's exactly right.
And, of course,
right.
They beat them. They won
the World Cup. It might be called the first World Cup or something like that.
Yes, it was.
We're going to run out of time. What are your qualifications?
My grandfather played left back for Sunderland.
Flip it out, that'll do. What was his name?
T- Tommy Batty, but you're talking about 1912.
Yeah, but there'll be someone who remembers Tommy Batty. But right, yeah, what, left Batty. Back or right
but
back?
But I was also he was left back. I was also brought up by the widow of Jimmy Thorpe.
Good Lord.
Who was a goalkeeper killed in 1926, yeah.
You've covered a lot of ground there, Jim. And you sound a little bit like James Bolam. Has anyone ever told you that before?
Well, we both come from South Tyneside.
So it's exactly the same.
The accent is different.
Neck of the woods.
Is different wherever you go, you ever come from. Yeah,
these little delicate differences and distinctions. Top man.
And the hairy biker, Cy, as well. Similar.
Yeah. There, you're right. It's true that. I'm fascinated by accents. I used to be really good. I could name relatively small areas that did it. Someone's to a caller from Northwich. I told her where she'd gone to school. If you missed any of today's show, I've got to give it to Jim now, haven't I? Jim in Whitley Beer. He gets the mystery hour board game. It's got a late win. I'm not going to tell you who was in the lead until then, because then it will just break their hearts. If you missed any of today's show, you can listen back on Catch Up on Global Player, the official LBC app, where you can also pause and rewind live radio. Download it now for free from your app store or head to globalplayer.com. 4 on LBC. Lewis Goodall is standing in for Tom Sawbrick today, but now it's time for Sheila Fogarty.
Got the need for speed? Switch to TalkTalk and go faster for less. Our full fibre 150 is now the same price as full fibre 65, meaning you'll get faster speeds for gaming, streaming or zooming without paying a penny more. Go faster for less with full fibre 150 for the price of full fibre 65. Search TalkTalk full fibre. TalkTalk for everyone. Terms apply. See talktalk.co.uk for more details, subject to local availability and 17th of April 24.
Family life. It's all go all the time. So at Bupa, we are too. We're here for the big things, the little things, and the everyday things. And now, when you pay for one of your kids, the others are covered for free. Search Bupa Family Health Insurance. Only pay for the eldest child up to 20 years old. New Bupa by you customers only. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Terms and conditions apply.